Okay, Ramban, Parshas Tzav. So the Parsha begins with the Trumas HaDeshen, where you bring out the Deshen from the Beis HaMikdash and bring it to Chutz LaMachaneh. So when you do that, so Rashi says, the Pasuk says, that you change the Kohen changes his clothes. Pasha de Begad, es Begadav Levelavash Begadim Acherim, you wear other Begadim. Rashi says, you don't have to, it's just Derech Eretz. Because you don't want to use dirty clothes when you're doing the avoda. If your clothes got dirty from taking out the deshen, you don't want to use those for doing avoda. So you switch clothes. So the Ramban says, I don't know why Rashi thinks this is not a chova. It's absolutely a chova. And begadim acherim are not. Chazal are saying, the Begadim Acherim are other big day kahuna. That is to say, the Ramban says that you would wear big day kahuna for both, Hatzas HaDeshen and other avodas. You just have two sets of big day kahuna. One is for doing avoda, one is for the Trumas HaDeshen. And, this is based on Yerushalmi and Chagiga. It's a machlokas, Rabban and Rabbi Yossi, that the Rabbanan say everybody gets two sets of big day kahuna. Rabbi Yossi says only one. Anyway, so, there's two sets of big day kahuna, one that you'd use for taking out the jeshen and one that you use for everything else. And it's a chiyuv. So that's based on, the Gemara and Yuma. The truth is there's two tanaim there. There's also Rabbi Lazar that does not learn that Begadim Acherim means like your other big day kahuna. Rather, Rabbi Lazar says it means the Bali Mumin are Ksherin for Hotzas HaDeshen. But the Ramban understands that according to that Tana, it doesn't need to be big day kahuna. And so Begadim Acherim would be Kipshutam, that you would wear weekday clothes for Hotzas HaDeshen. So that would come out to be a machlokas. And the Ramban says the Pashup Shan, the Pasek, does mean that Begadim Acherim means your weekday clothing for taking out the Deshen. But according to the first Tana, it has to be Big Day Kahuna. And the reason is like Rashi, because it's not nice, but it's just, Rashi said it's just Derech Musar, not a Chovah, and the Ramban says, yes, it is a Chovah. Okay, then we have Echol Chatas Asher Yuva, which is in Pasek Chav Gimel. That it says, if you bring the blood of the chatas, which is a regular chatas, which is brought out of the mizbeach, and instead you bring it into the kodesh, so you have to burn it. So it says the chaper bakodesh. The Ramban says it doesn't mean necessarily that you actually brought it in and started sprinkling it anywhere. As long as it comes into the Beis HaMikdash, with the kavana, the mental kavana, lechaper, so then you have to burn it. But the Ramban thinks that it's possible, the fact that the Torah says, l'chaper, that if you brought the dam of the chatas into the lefnim, into the olmoid, the kodesh, not aldas l'chaper, I mean, you brought it in just because you were, I don't know what, spaced out, or you brought it in to put it down because you were holding too many things, I don't know. If you brought it in not for purposes of kapara, it could be it's not puzzle and you don't have to burn it. It's if you brought it in l'chaper, even if you didn't actually sprinkle it anywhere, but your intention was to bring it in l'chaper, then it's possible. If you did not have in mind to do it that way, you weren't trying to be mechaper with it, then perhaps it is kosher. There's in the Gemara, there's another Tana, Reb Shimon, who says in Zvachim that unless you sprinkled it, it's not possible. Okay, now we have, this is very interesting, if someone donates a carbon mincha, so this is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes. It says, V'chol mincha asher te'afer batanor v'chol nasa v'racheshas v'al machavas, la'kohen ha'makrivo so lo siya. Who gets the mincha? If someone donates carbon mincha, so who gets it? Who gets to eat it? So it says, the kohen ha'makrivo so lo siya. That sounds pretty clear. He should get it, the one who's doing the actual hakrava. But the Ramban says that's not the fact. It actually goes to all Bnei Aaron who are there, meaning the Beis Av, which is Rashi brings that as well. It goes to the Beis Av. So again, Rashi brings that Trasha, but the Ramban just, I guess we'd say, shtels on it that it's the pasuk doesn't sound like that. It sounds like it goes like Koyin Amakrivosa. It's just Chazal make a drasha of the Chol B'nei Aaron Tiyah in Pasuk Yud to mean that it goes to everyone in the Beis Av. How does that work? So in other words, the Ramban says it makes sense that it should go to the Kohen who brings the carbon because he did all the work. So why does it go to the whole Beis Av? So he says, I'll just read you the Lashon because I think it sounds like he's referring to something specific. I'll explain it in a second. He says, the reason why they all get it is they're all considered like they were makrivit. Ki hashnayim or shloshim hamakrivim, the two or three guys who are actually doing it, b'shus kulam hayu osim b'mishlichim. It's like those kohanim who are bringing it, they're like the shlichim of the whole Beis Av. B'kulam omdim al hakarbon. That's the part I find fascinating. They are all omdim al hakarbon. Kechela kayor b'machama, kechela kayoshiv al hakem yachtav yachalok. Similar, when you go to war, you have the people who are fighting the war, and then there are people who are doing the logistics or whatever, you know, manning the guns and the swords and the whatever. When they split the booty of the war, they split it evenly, even though one group did the hard work and when the other group just, was back at home taking care of the army's stuff, they both get equally because they were both helping the war effort. One was, whatever, getting the swords ready and all taking care of all the things the army needs. The other ones were actually fighting, but they're both taking part. They both get the booty split equally. Similarly, the Kohanim will actually bring the carbon. They get the same amount as the other Kohanim in the Beis Av. They split it evenly. And he says this lashon that they're omdim al carbon, which makes it sound to me that this is like the way the Kohanim are like ma'amados. In other words, we have, if you're familiar with the concept of ma'amados, where when Klai Yisrael brings the carbon talmid in the morning, so there are ma'amados that people daven that the carbon should be accepted by Hashem. So it is a fascinating question. Who is part of those ma'amados? In other words, Pashup Shad is it's Yisraelim, not Kohanim and Levim. The Kohanim and Levim do the avoda, and the Yisraelim are omdim ala carbon. They're there davening as if it's, because it's their carbon, it's brought on behalf of Klai Yisrael, so they stand there to show it's their carbon, and they daven that Hashem should accept it. Were Kohanim allowed in the ma'amados? That is a fascinating question. Not such an obvious answer. Ma'amados should be anybody. Let's say the carbon talmid, for example, that's brought on behalf of the whole Jewish people. Kohanim are also part of the Jewish people. So were Kohanim included in the ma'amados, or was it just Yisraelim? There are actually proofs both ways. The Ramban sounds like, I would think, no, that the Kohanim were not part of the Ma'amados, which is the Pashtus, that they were not part of the Ma'amados, it was only Yisraelim. And so how were they Omin ala Karban? All the Kohanim working in the Beis Av, they're being Omin ala Karban. In other words, they're like they stand next to the one guy who's actually doing it, or the couple guys who are doing it, and he's like, they're Shliach, and they're Omin ala Karban. That's perhaps their Ma'amados. It's not clear. It's not clear. But it sounds like it's more like that's their Ma'amados. Just since we're talking, just a very interesting raya to this. It's just a Mishnah. Maybe you're familiar with the Mishnah in Tainus. It says that there are four times a year that Kohanim duchen during Mincha. Normally Kohanim don't duchen during Mincha. Right? The rest of the year, Kohanim duchen every day, Shachris. And they don't duchen Mincha. That's because of Shachris. Like in Eretz Yisrael, they still duchen. Svardim still duchen every day. But only Shachris, not Mincha. The reason is because of Shachris, because people have already ate their meal and they drank, and therefore they'll be drunk, and you can't do Avodah then, so they don't do Duchening at Mincha. But there are four times a year they do, says the Mishnah in Tainus, because nobody's eating. And they include Yom Kippur and whatever, all fast days. And it says Ma'amados, because the people in the Ma'amados used to fast. So if the Kohanim are not part of the Ma'amados, then they're not fasting. So that is one of the great rayas, that they were part of the Ma'amados. However, I think the Pashta says that they were not. And I'm just pointing out that the Ramban says that the Kohanim of the Beis Av, those there, they're being Omin ala Karban at the very least for the Beis Av. Okay. Anyway, we continue. Pasuk Yud Beis. So Pasuk Yud Beis describes the Karban Toda. Then the Karban Toda had 40 loaves of bread. I should say lechem is a better word. 30 of them were matzah. In general, all menachas were matzah. The only exceptions were 10 loaves of the Karban Toda and the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos. But in general, those were the only chametz menachos. So the carbon toda has 40, 30 which are chametz, 10 which are, 30 which are matzah, and 10 which are chametz. So, the pasuk then is interesting, because it says, im al toda, ze'akiveno, ve'ikrim al zemecha toda, chalos matzos, ve'los ba'shemen, rekike matzos, meshuchim ba'shemen, v'solos rebechas, those are the three kinds of matzah chalos. 30 loaves of matzos chalos, and then pasuk gimel, al chalas lechem chametz. On lechem chametz. So it sounds like there's 30 on one end that are all matzah, then there's 10 on another end, as if like the chametz is somehow more like the main thing. You bring those on the chametz. So the Rabban explains because it was the amount of, even though it was only 10 loaves of chametz, it was equal to the 30 loaves of matzah, because that's the way the amount of flour used was split. So therefore it comes out that the chalas are more chashev, and that's why it says al chalas lechem chametz. Why hashkafically or whatever, you know, what the siba is, that it's the bigger, the more ikker, you know, I don't know, but I'm just pointing that out. Okay, then we have in Pasuk Tezvav, when it talks, it says, Basar Zevach Toda Shlamav, Biyom Karbano Yeachel, that the Basar of the Zevach Toda on its Biyom Karbano Yeachel, on the day of its carbon, you will eat it. So Rashi just says that there are many ribuyim from this Basar Zevach Toda Shlamav. It comes to be marbe chatas va'ashom el nazir v'chagigas habar, so that those are all eaten liyom v'layla, one day, one night. So that chagigas habar, which means the carbon, you want to have the carbon pesach nachal al asova, eaten while you're already full. So the chagigas habar, Rashi says, which is you bring in addition to the carbon pesach, that is, gets treated like the carbon pesach itself, that it's only eaten by day and by night, similar to a carbon toda. These other stuff, are also eaten one day, one night. So the Ramban just points out that that is not the halacha. That's according to one Tana, Ben Tema, who says that it's chagigasar has the din of a carbon pesach. Same, they can only eat it one day, one night, and it also has to be eaten with all the same halachos. It's only nechal tzli, only till chatzos, same stuff. But according to the Chachamim, it is not. It's like a regular chagiga and shlamim, and you can eat it for 2 days. And the thing that's only eaten one day, one night, that's moser ha-pesach. What is that? You know, you were mafresh two karbonos for your pesach, and you used one, you got one left over. But if it was just meant to be a chagiga to make you full, to keep you nechal al asova when you eat the carbon pesach, then it has a regular din of a shlamim. Okay, just agav, what Rashi is saying. Rashi himself, by the way, the Ramban points out another, and Parshas Re explains it like the Ramban. But as we know, Rashi throughout Chumash is not always telling you the halacha; he's just often explaining it according to one Tana, based on probably what fits better in the pasuk over there. But anyway, what's interesting is that we're learning from, according to Rashi anyway, a halacha that's relevant to the Karban Pesach, sort of, from Karban Toda. It's not exactly connected, but just as ha'ara that I had heard from Rav Prague, that's all. When we eat at the Seder, when we eat the Karban Pesach, this is really talking about the Karban Pesach itself. What is that? So he suggested it is a Karban Toda, which makes sense. When you go Yotzei Mibisa Asurim, you have to bring a Karban Toda. So the Karban Pesach is a type of Karban Toda, which is why it is eaten one day and one night like a Karban Toda. And just like we were mentioning before, there's 40 loaves. So at the Seder, you know, you have three matzahs, which are supposed to be connected to the 30 loaves of the Karban Pesach that's brought in, I believe, by the Ramah. What about the other 10 of chametz? So the only time we otherwise had chametz in the Beis Hamikdash was on Shavuos. On Shavuos we have the other 10 loaves. We have the 10 loaves of chametz because it's really one holiday, Pesach and Shavuos. Anyway, okay, that's a total aside. Moving right along. Next thing that is in Pasuk Chav Hei. It says, Ki chol ochel chelev min ha-behema asher yakrev mimena. Anyone who eats chelev from a behema that you bring as a karban. So that makes it sound like the only time chaylev is usher is if it's a chaylev from a carbon. That should mean that all chaylev is kosher. The only problem is if it's asher yakev min carbon. So if you brought it as a carbon, then it's chaylev. If you didn't bring it as a carbon, it's not chaylev. That cannot be. Many proofs the Ramban brings from Sukkim just before it said you can't eat chaylev and didn't say only from a carbon. And back in Parshas Vayikra, in Paragimel, Pasuk Zayin, it also said that you can't eat chaylev. And it says, Bechol Moshe Oseichem. And that is the key. And this is back in Vayikra, Paragimel, Pasuk Zayin, Chukas Alam, Ledor Oseichem, Bechol Moshe Oseichem, wherever you are, Kachaylev, Bechol Dam, Losa Chaylev. Can't eat chaylev. And the Ramban says, anytime Bechol Moshe Oseichem appears, it cannot be anything to do with karbanos, because Bechol Moshe Oseichem means anywhere. And you only bring karbanos in a very specific spot, in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, not Bechol Moshe Oseichem. So he says, you won't find anything being Yonei karbanos where it says Bechol Moshe Oseichem. And now, and here's the point why I'm mentioning this, he says, what about Chadosh? It says, lechem bekali, remember there's some lightning probably on Yontif, lechem bekali v'charmel lo sochalu adetze mayom hazeh ad aviyachem es karbon alokichem chukas alam l'derom seichem bechol moshvo seichem. So doesn't that sound like, there it says, until you bring the karbon omer, you cannot eat chadosh. And it says, bechol moshvo seichem. So the Ramban says, that's not a problem. Bechol Moshe Seichem means that Chadosh is Asur Min HaTorah everywhere, not just in Israel, everywhere in the world, Chadosh is Asur Min HaTorah. Okay, obviously everyone knows it's a big machlokas, but the Ramban here is saying that Chadosh is Asur Min HaTorah, Bechol Makom. Anyway, as far as our pasuk, when it says Chelev Min HaBehima Sheyakrim, it means the type of behemoth that you would bring as a carbon. That is the one whose Chelev is Asur, as opposed to a Tzvi, for example. Okay, then we have in Perek Ches, Pasuk Tezvav, when Moshe is being Mekadish, the Mizbech, it says, Vayishchat Vayikach, Moshe is Adam eating across the Mizbech, he sprinkled the blood, Vayichteis the Mizbech, it's Adam Yatzakel, it's Adam Mizbech, Vayikadsheo Lechaprilav, he was Mekadish it to be a kapara for it. Rashi says, what's this kapara? That is, he was Mekadish it with this avoda Lechaprilav, that now it's ready to use for all karbanos, for kapara. So, the Ramban says two things. Number one, you see that it's enough to have the dam. You don't need the emurim to be mekadesh for chinach hamizbeach, like we say in general, at least in the future. And when Moshe's times, it was the Meshicha was mekadesh it, but, I guess it's finished the Kedusha. You also needed the blood. Anyway, but in, further Batei Mikdash, you just avodasa mechan chasin to be mekadesh the mizbeach. You don't need Meshicha. You just need the avoda here. I guess you also needed the avoda. But there you, in the future, you just need, when the Beis HaMikdash is made, by Shlishi and Bimhir of Yaminu, it'll be, built, you just need, Avodasa Mechan Chasan. Anyway, I think I'm right about the third Beis HaMikdash. Certainly that's the way it was in the first and second Beis HaMikdashes. The second Beis HaMikdash, Avodah, I'm getting confused. Second Beis HaMikdash for sure, Avodasa Mechan Chasan. I think it was just Moshe, because you needed, the oil. Anyway, otherwise it's Avodas and Mechan Chasan. But the point is, you don't need the Haktaras Yemurim, you just need the blood. The second thing the Ramban says is that he brings from this Tosefta that it doesn't mean any of this at all. Rather, the Kapara was something completely different. Why do you need a Kapara? This is also brought elsewhere by Rashi. But anyway, here the Ramban says it, that it's when the announcement came out that everybody should donate, so they... The Lashon is, Dachku Yisrael Ish V'Isha V'Viyu Shalom B'Tavasan. What does that mean? So the Malbim says that they pressured each other to give more and more and more, and people were embarrassed, so they felt they had to donate. So that's not L'Ratzon, and that's almost like a Ke'in Gezel, because it says, Te Kapar Zushlis Nadvu Dover Gozel L'Mikdash. It was a Kapar, because it's like a type of Gezela. And therefore, this blood was a kapara on that the donations were not done. They were done out of embarrassment, out of pressure. Somebody was pressuring them. It sounds like that's Kain and Ganeva. And so therefore, this was a kapara for that. Okay, then just the last thing on Pasuk Chaf Beis. It says, Vayakrevis Ayel Hasheni El Hamiluim. They brought the second ram, the El Hamiluim, the ram of Miluim. So, why is this one called the Miluim? The second aisle is the Miluim. So Rashi says, that just means ayala shlamim, and miluim means shlamim. Okay, so Ramban doesn't like that so much. Because he says miluim means to like, almost like a chinuch, it's lamalayas yadam. Which is basically another way of saying chinuch. That they'll be ready to do it. And this was called it because this was the end. This was the last of those karbanos. And with it, it's nismali yadam. Now they're ready to do, ready to be kohanim and do the avoda. Cause all of them are ma'akev, so this last one is the last one, and now, that's why it gets called the El Hamiluim, cause that's the main one that makes it, this is the one that makes them ready to go. Cause this was the last one. Okay, that's it, we'll stop here.